This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi guys.
Hi.
This is the podcast where we have to go and get punching random things in Temple Bar.
No.
For reasons that will be revealed tomorrow.
Are we punching Emma today?
No.
We're punching things. We're going to punch some tourists.
Class.
To just see who's stronger. Lad on a stag.
You're inciting violence. And
sorry, I shouldn't joke. There's some attacks in Temple Bar recently.
Punch responsibly. Visit punchaware.ie.
I've never punched anyone in my life.
No. Have you not?
No.
I think I've punched one person.
Pull.
Did you,
then bet the shit out of me.
Really?
Yeah, school thing. School, man.
Do you know what me and my brother used to do? We used to scratch each other's hands until someone gave up. And that was kind of our.
That's really grim.
Yeah. And he's like, I still have scars.
Oh, yeah,
and
I'm my
like,
sister
well, that's
used, like
a cigarette scar.
No. Bet me head off the floor once.
Oh, class. Yeah. No, we used to kill each other. And once my. Sorry, this is
siblings.
The most. This is the most South Dublin and white trash at the same time thing at once.
Two things that don't really go together.
My sister threw my brother's tennis trophy at his head and it got dented. And my. Like, you know, you keep the trophy
the
for a year
trophy.
Or whatever. The trophy. And my mom had to, like, bring it back to the, like, tennis club after and be like, yeah, we'll just hammer that out.
Oh, God, no way. Okay, we'll explain all of the punching stuff tomorrow live or here on the podcast, of course. Have a lovely day.
Bye. 1038 Dublin. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it. Let's go!
Hello!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Is it a good morning? Something off out there? I don't know. And darker.
Is that what it is?
I don't mean
someone
to sound...
Someone checked on Mercury not to bring it up.
No, do you know what? I don't mean to sound totally woo-woo. But
go on.
Something's off today. The energy's weird.
That's not woo-woo, that's whoa-whoa.
That is wow. Wow.
You're feeling off today, isn't it?
I am. I don't know. I'm not well. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like I'm looking over my shoulder.
I woke up to my alarm and I was like, I might cry.
Yeah, I chose to not believe that this morning. It was like, that's not my version of truth at this moment.
Yeah, but we're a positive breakfast show, people. Yay! Don't you worry.
All is good. It's just, do you ever just get a weird morning energy? It could be the shift in September.
Yeah.
I think, the darkness. I just checked. Sadly, we can't even blame Mercury being in retrograde. It's not
what
at the moment.
What does that mean?
In fact, it basically means when the Mercury... appearing to move backwards from Earth's perspective. Don't ask me anymore, but it makes you in a bad mood.
It means you can blame something else on all your problems. You can just blame it on the moon.
That sentence in itself put me in a bad mood.
Oh. Hasn't happened in weeks. And actually, this is what annoyed me even more this morning. Instead of retrograde, Mercury just shifted into Virgo, but this means it entered into a highly exalted position astrologically. And this is associated with enhanced clarity, precision, and practical thinking, which none of us are feeling this morning.
No. Now it makes sense to me. Virgos are the worst. Virgos are terrible people.
I just honestly think it's because I did a bit too much exercise yesterday.
Ooh, Fitzbo.
I think that's probably
impacted all of our moods.
Yeah,
I think so. Maybe being electroporating has affected me.
Yeah, it's probably the hanging from the weekend.
The sleeping
I'd say that's
in a car.
Yeah.
Probably. How are you feeling?
I'm all right. I stayed in a hotel.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
This is Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona at 10 o'clock this morning. It's all kicking off again. We marked yesterday the return of the Naughty Threesome. Really exciting stuff. Catch three Naughties bangers at 10 o'clock this morning with Michaela and 3 o'clock this afternoon with Steve K.
Woohoo!
Good morning. We were saying that like in the last couple of minutes, we were like, God, things are going on. Things are changing. We all feel a little bit weird. We didn't know if Mercury was in Renegade Master or whatever the hell it is. We didn't know if it was something like that, but it's not that apparently. Apparently we're all just feeling like this. And I wonder, is it just the weather? Is it September? Is it the change in something? But I had a very incredible day of change yesterday.
I feel like for our age group as well, it's September. Actually for everyone.
Early
20s,
more
so for the kids. Yeah, exactly. Actually more so for kids.
14.
September's a reset.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm not ready.
No. You know? So someone was saying this yesterday.
the school.
First of September being on a Monday, it was just a bit much. Mm. It was like no need for.
I saw someone on Twitter say that the 1st of September, is anyone else anxious like that they're going back to school even though they're like 28 or 31 or whatever it is.
I panicked and made soup yesterday.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I did see that and I thought, stunning.
So anyway, I had a day of change yesterday. I couldn't nap at all, which I know, oh my God, woe is me. But I couldn't nap, so I was like, right, you know what? It's going to be one of those days when it's going to be really, really productive. I rejoined the gym.
Oh.
Yeah, crazy.
You were obsessed with the gym for ages.
Ages, yeah. And then I just gave it up. I started kind of getting into running. And now I just realised I have decent legs and no upper body strength whatsoever. Okay. So I kind of need to fix that. And honestly, I did feel better after, which was great. But my God, I've gotten weaker. Like, it's really, really grim. The things that, like, I left the gym at and what my sets were, can't do anymore.
I know,
like,
it sucks.
Your body really just falls off so, so quickly. Mm. And I'm in so much pain today. Like, I was driving to work today and I was literally looking up ahead of me and I was going, there's a corner up there. I have to turn the steering wheel. It was horrible. That was the first bit of change. I went to Dundrum, then I changed phone network providers. If you know me at all, that's huge.
No, that's big because you were asking around yesterday what phone network is everyone.
Yeah, that
why
was
did you do
huge.
That?
I was kind of sick of the one I was on and it didn't have coverage. And every time I was with Pippa, like anywhere, she'd be like, I have 5G. And I'm like, I don't even have any service. I have 3G. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's very
interesting. So I was like, I changed. And then I went to a third network provider to ask them for a PIN code pin. To get like the phone thing out. Huge day. Changed network provider. I bought a cool new jacket. It's green and it's just, do you ever buy clothes that you're like, this is too cool for me?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like walking around wearing it for the first time and you're like, please let people think that
I always
like
wear something like this.
I put
it on this morning with my blue jeans and I went, I can't bring myself to wear it. I was too anxious to wear it because I thought everyone would go, oh, new jacket.
New jacket. Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
Work your way up to it. You'll get
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And
you need to start it with the night out.
Yeah.
Then you'll get the confidence. Do you know? Yeah.
And last
you know what you
week,
need to do? Sorry, you need to get a photo of an Instagram.
Oh, very true.
It won't be a
true.
Big deal. Everyone
I like
just
it.
Know.
Yeah. Good shout. And last week we were asking you if you did a bitty shop or a big shop. Mm. Were you one of those people who went to the shop every week, every couple of days
Don't
in the week?
Tell me.
I did a big shop.
What?
Do you want to know how much of a big shop?
Go on.
65 quid.
What?
65 quid.
It's going to feed that mantle Christmas.
And can I just say, I went to one of the cheap shops.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that is big.
It's 65 quid. I'm like, I'm going Dunn's next week.
No, don't, because that'll get you like two packets of crisps.
Oh, no. I was just so excited because I was like, I spent that much on the cheap shop.
I may
as well go and get the branded stuff.
Well, okay. No, that's the more expensive can.
Two questions on your shop. What's the healthiest thing you bought?
Oh, I'd say chocolate mousse.
What's the unhealthiest thing?
No, I bought broccoli and I bought peas.
Well,
okay. And the unhealthiest thing?
That's for when I get a sore tooth. What's the unhealthiest thing? I don't know. Probably just chocolate. I bought like a lot of chocolate.
Fun.
I bought like the off-brand cocoa bombs.
Yeah, brilliant.
Top tier.
That's a real deal breaker in our household, like real or fake cereal. I think the fake is perfect.
No, I couldn't do it.
But you just bought it.
I know. I cocoa bombs is in like they're just little chocolate things, like they're like little snacks. They're not cereal. I would never buy off-brand cereal.
You wouldn't buy a fake cereal. No, oh, right, Grant. I think it's absolutely fine.
I went and bought on-brand fish fingers and waffles.
Whoa.
Like, I had to go and buy the Bird's Eye. And
no, I'd have to buy the real ones of those.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Some
Bird's
like,
Eye Bird's
standards.
Eye and that's it. Bird's but eye. I know, the cereal doesn't bother me.
Me
I'm
neither.
Yeah.
Huge day of change anyway, lads.
Well done, Dave. Welcome to September. Here's Benson Boone at Spin. Spin's fully charged. Chapel Rowan in the Subway. This is Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. In about 10 minutes time, we'll be telling you how you can win yourself a record-breaking amount of cash on the cash machine. Well over 250,000 euro. We'll give you those exact details really soon.
Well, I feel like I've already won the jackpot with my beautiful fiance. We grow further and further in love every day.
Mm.
Last night, I was out for a walk with my fiance, Dwayne, and the dog. And we were quite... So, we had really wanted a chipper last night after we got home from Electric Picnic. But Dwayne's lovely mother had cooked us a shepherd's pie, which is obviously so well-intentioned and lovely.
I'd go mad.
But...
you're slightly raging when you just want a big dirty chipper.
So, this was Sunday en route home after a tough weekend.
Yeah.
And there's a shepherd's
pie.
Yeah. We're talking in the car, like after eating crap all weekend at the festival, being like, oh my God, a snack box now with big battered sausage. You know, we were dreaming of it. Mm. But anyway, we had the shepherd's pie last night, or on Monday night. It was absolutely stunning. Gorgeous.
It's like getting home from a night out and having soup.
I know. And then yesterday, I was kind of like snacking throughout the day, and we ended up going on this walk at like 7 p.m. And Dwayne still wanted a chipper, and I was like, I'm not going to get one now because I just don't feel like I'll enjoy it. You know, you want to be starving. You want to get it a little bit earlier in the evening. So I was like, I won't. But like, you go ahead, get it, and I'll get it another night, and I support you.
You need to get it out of your system when you've had it in your mind as well.
And I was like, I support you, and we support each other when we each want to get chipper. And then he went off anyway, and he got his. And obviously, while he's getting his chipper, I have instant regret.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. But I'm not going to like text him last minute, because I was like, commit to your guns. And then he was like sitting on the couch with his snack box, and he was like, you can't have any of these chips. Like, you said you didn't want any. And I was like, okay. And he was like, there's a few chips left for you in the bag. Go in and get some. And I was like, why is he being so mean to me? And then I was like, brand. He was like, you made your decision, stick to it. And then I go out to the big bag of chips, and there's a battered sausage in there for me. I was like, the boy done good.
Oh my, the boy done good.
I'm marrying him in 2 months'
That's
time.
It. Some girls get flowers. I get a battered sausage on a Monday. And then I had the chipper as well.
New Ed Sheeran and a little more on Spin. Not long now until the new album is out, actually.
Another one coming.
That's what all these songs are from, but we haven't got the album yet.
It's called Pythagoras' Theorem.
I don't know why I didn't see that. I was just Googling his name. Do you know when you're just playing a song and you're like, I wonder what that person's up to. When you Google Ed Sheeran, Google goes, did you mean Rupert Grint?
Oh, yeah. Because didn't he do that thing recently?
It's like the video for this
music
song.
Video, yeah.
Yeah.
Then when you Google Rupert Grint, did you mean Ed Sheeran?
Oh.
I'm like, wow, Google. SEO of Google, that's pretty cool.
That is just against gingers. That is horrible.
He's the big feature, I think, in the music video for that. The two of them teamed up again for the first time since, was it how many years ago they were both in a music video together? For
It was
song,
a Lego house or something like that. Or Lego A-Team house, or something like that.
A long time ago anyway, wasn't it?
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I feel like every time I'm online these days, I see a new Ed Sheeran lookalike.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
And they're like, I can't leave the house. And it's like, maybe cut your hair or put a hat on.
Yeah, like, I'm like, but you specifically look like him.
You've branded,
like,
you've branded yourself as him.
And then they're like covering themselves up or something, right? And so they go out, and then when they're recognised, and then they look at the camera and they're like, oh, it might. And you're like, oh, you look like him, but my God, you don't sound like him.
It's almost 7:30 this Tuesday morning. What's the story at the rally?
Recharged.
Your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. There's Justin Bieber and Daisies. Morning.
Good morning. Okay, something we really need your help on this morning on 0877111038. Get in touch, send us your voice notes as well if that's the way you like to communicate, because that's the way we like to hear from you. Mm. What on God's green earth is business casual?
Ow!
As a dress code.
When you say we want your help, I didn't know what you were going to ask. And now I'm like, we want your help.
No, we want your help.
What the hell is business casual?
Truly.
I'm so glad you're asking this question.
Yeah.
I have two items in a basket online.
Okay.
And I don't know which one to go for.
Yes.
Okay.
We need to lock this in. We've got a big company party. A big do out with
a session,
a bit of crack this Friday happening. It's out with the whole company, all the radio stations, people from News Talk are going to be there, people from 98, and you kind of don't want to make a show of yourself in front of them. It's a big party, there's going to be loads of people there. It starts at 6 p.m, goes on till late, as the best do. But the dress code is business casual.
Yeah, it's a bit too corporate speak now for me.
Yeah, it's not the kind of thing us young Spin kids know about. And the invite came in a few months ago and we all were like, yeah, grand, click attending, whatever, what have you. Business casual, yeah, that's perfect. I'll worry about that in September. Well, guess what? September is here and we still don't know what business casual is. Google doesn't really help with this.
It certainly doesn't help when you're hearing such mixed reviews from other people around the office, people talking about like the glam and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, for example, business casual to me would strike me something when you were to work. But I'm here this morning in Adidas leggings.
Exactly. That's, and so am I. That's our uniform.
I don't think that's going to work in the Mansion House on Friday.
No. All that, like, what makes me think business casual is, like, you know those like fashion makeover shows in the 2000s where it would be like, go from office tonight in one easy look, and it would be like a pencil skirt, but then she like puts on a necklace with it and it's like, wow, like that's what I'm thinking it is. I'm new here. I don't know if I show up in a pencil skirt on Friday.
I'm
trying to like shimmy and I can't move in it because it's down to my shins. Is that going to be the vibe? Do I show up in jeans? Is it a jeans and top, or is it a trouser?
Is it Christmas
a
party?
Top?
Like, is it like, to be honest, I think they throw everyone off by putting business casual.
Yeah.
Like if they just didn't put anything, I'd show up in nice clothes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't show up in a suit unless they go, wear a feckin' suit.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. Suit would, I feel, be crazy.
That's probably
too
much.
But is it some sort of like a, do you go in and do you have a look at like a nice little cocktail dress? But is that cocktail attire? It's so confusing. I don't know what business casual is.
And it's hard, especially because it's like this transitional period of the year. Like at least if it was December, it's like, okay,
tights.
Sequins, glitz and glam.
Shorts and an orange jumper.
Of course, which is what we all wear in December. But September, it's like, it's not too cold, it's not too hot. Like what, like as well as, you know.
I'm also conscious that if we're ordering stuff, it needs to happen today, because otherwise there's no hope it'll arrive by Friday. So what the hell is business casual? Give us the guide, please. 087-711-1038.
In my head, business casual is something that you would wear to work, but a little bit more casual. So like, for example,
a little bit more casual.
Casual than work.
Yeah, but like, just get into my thought process here. So there's some people like in the sales department that would wear full suits and jackets and ties.
Yeah.
For me, business casual is tie off, top button open.
They loosen the tie.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because that's business.
Okay.
But it's casual.
So it's like wear what you'd wear to school. It's like, you know, when you're at school, it'd be like, you don't have to wear the tie all the time.
Ooh, or you have one of those ties that's attached to the elastic.
Oh, I loved them.
Send in your kids' uniform for Dave for Friday.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Please do. It's
no, but the problem is, our business casual, we don't wear normal clothes to work.
Like, I'm in a t-shirt with bleach stains on it and an oversized leopard print shirt, which
again,
I just
to
don't
emphasize,
think...
I'm wearing the Adidas leggings.
I nearly wore my Adidas jacket in today, but
okay,
I thought,
well,
no, that would be too much.
We need a brand deal because we're all in Adidas today. So please, 087-711-1038. What is business casual? What do we wear to this thing? I want to look good.
You don't want to be show yourself up as the newish person here either.
Oh,
feeling.
I don't want to be a sap.
Here's Kingfisher, Diamonds and Roses. It's been
Recharged. And another reminder, we need your help urgently. What is business casual? What is this as a dress code? Please get in touch, 087-711-1038. We have a big company-wide party on Friday night from 6 till late. The dress code is business casual. We're very excited. It's going to be my first kind of debut out with the entire company. So I'm wondering, do I dress up? Yeah, do I dress up like Bridgerton? Like,
she finds out the whole party is for her.
Happy birthday. We've been asking you this. Callum has suggested that we wear what we usually wear to work, but no tie. I haven't had a tie on my neck since
imagine
class.
I wore the blue jeans I have on right now, the t-shirt and a tie, but I took it off for the party.
Yeah, just as you enter the venue.
We're concerned because we don't really have workwear as a team here. We normally rock it in trackies and big hoodies, so we're not really sure. We don't know where from our elbows, and we're looking for your help this morning. As Fiona said, Kev was in touch on this.
Well, I have the clue what business casual is, but I can only assume it is wear whatever you would to a business meeting and then just lash runners on with it.
Oh, so runners.
So I'm going in this mangy jumper.
Yeah,
my dog has chewed the sleeve off.
Perfect.
My Adidas leggings.
So can I go in blue jeans then?
And I have my socks
over leggings.
Think
surely.
The CEO would approve.
Yeah. I think definitely. And that was amazing what you can do with your leg.
Thanks.
I would say let's do that on the night also. Bit of acrobatics.
That's very business casual acrobatics.
Yeah. I think so. Chedu is standing by. What do you think? What is business casual to you?
So it's smart casual, and Callum is bang on. So the lads have it easy, but for the girls, you go for a blazer, jeans, you accessorize, toss the heel and go for white runners.
So you're like business chic, but you walk to work.
You have your Asics on because you're walking.
If you want inspiration, go to Pierce Street train station, because you'll always see those people in the jeans and the blazer and the runners.
And the lunch in the brown Thomas bag.
Right, so there's no such thing as a dress here then, no?
No dresses, no.
You want to be able to dance
and enjoy it and have fun.
Oh, that's
true.
That's brilliant.
So
okay,
jeans.
So what am I wearing, Chedu?
you are going to just stick to Callum's advice. So you're going to have your white tee, maybe a suit, a blazer as well, runners as well, and no tie.
Okay, no tie. So, yeah, okay, very nice.
So I'm just literally looking at a blazer over a t-shirt and jeans.
Exactly.
Now that I works. Feel like
and
we're
don't
all
forget
gonna,
the runners, though.
Runners for the ladies as well.
Yeah.
I feel like we're all going to look like kids trying to dress up as our dads going to the office. We're all just having
We're going to look like teachers on a school tour. Yes.
The difference is the ladies will have the accessories. So that's why you're so different.
We've got to style it out, Chadu. Okay, Fair enough.
This is brilliant.
Much food for thought here. Thank you
so
much.
You saved me 35 quid in a dress that was in my basket. Thanks a mil.
Thanks, Chadu.
No worries. Good Take luck. Care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, interesting. A lot to think about. I think we're going to need to do a little group photograph of ourselves on Friday with all our blazers out, if we can fit them all in the one frame with the shoulder pads,
yes,
obviously.
Thinking of the shoulder pads.
And you can rate or slate our business casual. But I feel like we've gotten a good idea.
I'm trying to think, like, everyone in Rat Minds seems to always dress in business casual, you know, like the rugby lads.
Really?
You know what I mean? So I think, like, if I wore jeans and, like, a Q-zip, I'd probably look...
Oh my
enough.
God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You look like you'd everyone look like in news talk.
Like you care about shares.
But then what if I have to take the Q-zip off? Then I'm just in a t-shirt and I'd look ratty then.
I don't think a Q-zip has any place at this event.
Do you not think?
It's going to be warm inside.
Yeah, that's
I don't have white runners. I'm stressing out.
Ah, for God's sake. No, me neither. And I'm not buying new runners.
Where are your gazelles?
Yeah. This has been...
Recharged.
You're on spin.
Good morning. We've been asking you on 0877 111 1038, what is business casual? What the hell is business casual as a dress code? We've got a big party, a big office-wide party happening on Friday. The dress code is business casual. We don't know what to do. Do we show up in a suit? Do we show up in a dress? Do we show up in a dress that looks like a suit? Well, that's what we're asking.
Kira was on.
Imagine what you'd wear on a night out. Nice bottoms for men, a nice polo even, nice jacket. That's what you'd wear. Same for girls, but respectful.
Oh. Respectful. Do you know what? It's about time. About time.
Excuse me.
Full arse out. Arse out for the company.
I'm getting me baps out now after that.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Our mission should be to show all of Spin Out, Fiona. Show them
skin
up, sorry.
Skin for spin.
Skin for spin.
Skin for spin. Love it. Coming up on 8, what's the story on the roads now, Alex?
Morning, guys. Lewis.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there, hope you're good.
Hey,
hello.
Good morning, good happy morning. Tuesday.
I'm not.
Oh.
Not well.
Right.
Not well at all.
Go on.
A few days ago, I was rooting around the fridge and it was over the weekend. I think it was Sunday actually. And there was a soup there, like a soup pot, and it was tomato soup.
Lovely.
I think Jack's parents had been over and had bought it during the week. Anyway, it was like a Cully and Sully or something, one of them. Absolutely divine, really nice. Inspired me. I said yesterday after the show, I'm going to go home and make some tomato soup. Never made tomato soup before in my life.
So
I'm
nice.
Purely a potato and leek stan. That's my usual.
That is your only soup.
Yeah, yeah. And it's that season again, guys. I said, let's mix it up and do something with the tomatoes. So I looked up.
Honestly, it's turned September, and I think listeners just go, oh, watch Emma Nolan starts talking about soup.
So I go on to BBC Food, look for a recipe, walking around Lidl yesterday. And it says, like, this recipe is it's to serve four. So okay. Four bowls of soup. I thought, that's measly. We'll mix it up and do a bit more.
Ooh.
So it was saying, like, 2 tins of tomato. I bought 4 tins of tomato.
Right. Oh, you've doubled up.
I doubled up. But then I kind of got a bit excessive. I was like, I just don't want the tin tomatoes. I want fresh tomatoes. So I added some fresh tomatoes.
Yeah.
It said 2 sticks of celery. I said, let's get a whole lob of it, right?
So the most useless vegetable ever after you've used just the 2 sticks you need.
This is exactly my point. So I was lobbing it all in. I love making soup. It's so fun. You feel like one of the beavers in a cartoon, you know, adding in the pepper, squeezing in a bit of this and a bit of that, get all the
I feel
going.
Exactly like a beaver.
What else is down there in the fridge? Throw it in. It's probably gone off. Whatever. But this is where I went wrong. You know when you buy celery, there's about 12 stalks that comes off it. I put it all in.
Oh. Oh.
Now, I
Isn't
had...
Isn't celery tasteless?
Yeah, it's really good for you.
Okay.
It's got a bit of a twinge.
Do you know, gun to my head, make soup, I'd be dead.
Well, listen to Emma's advice.
But I wouldn't know a single thing about it.
Well, here's what I didn't know a single thing about. celery.
Okay.
And what celery does to your body.
Yeah, I'd say it goes straight through you, would it?
Oh. At which end? Oh, no.
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
I think I put 12 stalks of celery.
As long as it's not, column Z. Fine.
Into this soup.
No.
And I had a really tough day yesterday.
Emma.
I'm terrified of that soup and I've made about a batch for 24 people and I don't know what to do with it.
Oh my God.
If you need a cleanse, lad, celery.
Yeah.
My God.
It was one of the most sad days of my life yesterday. My stomach's still rattling.
All right, who's feeling congested? I'll give you Emma's air code.
I think we can safely say the Celtic Tiger is back.
Meow.
It was or worse?
An interesting time. You know, the time of finance ministers not having bank accounts, people getting helicopters to work.
Of course.
Millennium clocks in the Liffey. You know, it was a wild time, the Celtic Tiger. I have a sneaky feeling that the boom is truly back. And I have a list of things that I think you're going to go, oh, do you know what? That makes sense. We are ready for a recession.
Mm.
Like, oh my God, are we ready for a recession?
We've been ready.
So I have a list of things that instantly are going to go, yeah, recession's on the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First off, we're going to do a little bit of an EP theme. Glamping.
Yes.
Lots of people were glamping.
So many.
Like a lot.
Yep.
A lot like, more than not.
You're truly one. A pleb if you're in the main campsite this year.
Yeah. Number one on the recession indicator list is glamping.
That is actually so true.
Another thing that I can tell that there is, or another reason that I can tell the recession is on the way is there was an influencer called Protein Boar.
Oh yeah, I remember him.
Oh yeah.
He, with a brand, Red Bull, skydived into Electric Picnic.
No, he didn't. What?
Celtic Tiger's back.
No, did he?
What?
The Celtic Tiger's back.
Wow, I didn't even see that.
Yep.
He skydove into...
I've never heard skydiving in past tense before.
Well, he did.
He skydove. He did.
He did it in the weekend.
He skydove.
I mean, you could get in touch, Red Bull, by all accounts, and let us know.
Okay, we're done with the EP theme. On to the next thing on the list for recession indicators, Celtic Tiger things. Drone shows.
Yeah, the Oasis thing.
Yeah.
What's all going on, lads? Mm. There's a thing in Leopardstown I think you can just buy and go and watch the drone show.
What?
Peak recession indicator.
It's like any particular theme or it's just a...
It's just drones go up in the air and then they light up in the shape of like the Irish flag or like a goat or something. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, just Google a picture of the Irish flag.
That's all you gotta do.
They had something similar at like Wild Lights last year in Marley Park around Christmas.
Wild Lights, instantly on the list.
Yes.
Right away.
Instantly on the list.
Now you say it.
Dubai chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
We are paying 14 quid for chocolate.
Mm.
And we're going, well, in fairness, it's very nice. It's worth it.
It's from the Middle East.
Exactly. Recession indicator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stanley cups.
Yeah.
Oh, we're drinking from 50 euro metal containers.
And what of it?
Recession.
She's having a little sip out of her Stanley as she speaks.
Speaking of Stanley and Fiona, you won't like this.
Don't, you know what's don't coming. Come for my girls.
You know what's
don't
coming.
Don't come for
you
my know what's child. Coming.
Labubu.
Hey.
State of them.
Hey.
How much is a real Labubu?
Well, it's the resale that's the killer. And they are going for like in the hundreds. But I feel like they're already on the way out.
This is a real recession indicator.
But like they're meant to be 20 quid.
Things are about to get hella tough.
Oh, they are. And that Labubu is going to be out. Getting a trade very
and I can
soon.
Just picture it now in 20 years when we're talking about, you know, oh, do you remember glamping? Do you remember we bought Stanley Cups? God, we had money to burn.
Who did we think we were?
And then I think in 20 years we're also going to say, and we all basically had assistance in ChatGPT. Yeah. All you had to do was type in what you wanted and there you got it.
And now it's gone. And all the rainforests have been burned down.
Exactly.
So
I don't
no
think
more
we'll
chat.
Have that anymore, but I think, you know what I mean? So those are the recession indicators, I think. I think things are too good. Do you know what I mean?
You wear a chain these days.
I wear a chain these days. Mm. No, to be fair, I got that for free.
Well, then that's fine.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, I think I think we're about to enter some really, really tough times and I'm kind of worried.
One thing that you might not be on, you might not be all over, but a real recession indicator to me, Korean skincare.
Oh, yeah.
It's all that people are talking about at the moment, spending the big bucks, guys.
It's affordable.
So it was a big day yesterday, I think, Dave, was it? Something happened.
something happen.
A lot of exchanges and returns and buying and selling.
Oh, transfer deadline day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
that's the one.
Why are you bringing up transfer deadline day?
Because now that I live with a man, I feel like I learn a lot of things, you know, that are a big deal that I never would have thought. I never would have thought yesterday being Monday was going to be a significant day in my household.
Yeah.
But the telly was on. It was cracked up loud. There was a lot of checking.
Sky Sports News.
A lot of Sky Sports
News. With the countdown.
A lot of then checking the BBC app and, you know, over and backing and random names being shouted out. Random whoops and jeers and disappointment and all the rest. And I thought, wow, seems like something's going on.
Interesting.
So against
I only
your
know,
will, you learned these things.
I only know
the big things that happened. So it'd be fantastic if you could fill me in.
Well, actually, I did a bit of research on this. And for anyone who's a little bit confused about the big day that was yesterday, here's kind of the guide Emma style, okay,
oh,
of what
well,
went down
what
in the world of football or soccer.
Football.
Football.
You guys call it football, right?
Right. I would have always called it soccer. It's not GA, it's football.
Gaa fans would call it soccer, but I would call it football.
Right. So here's one down in the world of soccer yesterday, okay?
Football.
Babes. So apparently yesterday was football's version of Zara's summer sale.
Oh, my
transfer
God.
Deadline day and the drama. Here's what went down, short and sweet. Liverpool panics dropped £125 million on one lad, Alexander Isak, like he's the last laboo-boo on the planet.
Mother of God.
Man United were given huge breakup energy, ditching Anthony, Sancho and Hoyland and rebounding immediately with a new goalie. I think they forgot about, well, karma.
What? Why did we forget about karma?
You can't be ditching people off and replacing them and rebounding that quickly.
They're
comes
awful
back to
players.
Bad karma, bad juju.
Chelsea, still collecting players like their Essence lip liners, sent Nicholas Jackson to Germany and bought in like three new names I absolutely cannot pronounce.
Is Jackson gone to Bayern Munich?
Apparently.
Something here today.
Arsenal were giving total clean girl energy vibes, minimal moves, but effortlessly chic. They picked up a guy named Eze. Sounds classy, we approve. Man City swapped or exchanged their goalie for a lad called Donnarumma. Great name. Mm-hmm. An exchange without printing a label or driving to a post office to return to ASOS. Ideal. Newcastle soldier man, Isak, would immediately splurged on a new guy. Treat yourself, honey.
This is horrible.
In total, the Premier League spent $2.6 billion this summer. That's like Taylor Swift's entire Eras tour by five, just on soccer players.
That is crazy right now.
That is so crazy right now.
Whoa, I learned a lot just there.
Really?
What did you learn?
About the guy who was going to get bad karma because he didn't buy an Essence lip liner.
That is what transfer deadline day is all about.
And it's less stress than trying to return an ASOS package.
Right?
Right? You heard it here first, honey.
My God.
This is Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharge.
It's Wiz the MC, Bees and Honey, and Show Me Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning.
I feel like this has really been my song of the summer.
Do you think?
I feel like it's gotten me closer to you guys. Mm. When I think of my time at Spin, I think of Wiz, the MC, and Bees.
Is that the one that goes,
honey,
so special?
Special.
I just brought you my guide to transfer deadline day that was yesterday, just for the girlies, you know, and we kind of learned that trying to return an ASOS parcel is actually more difficult than buying players. It's just kind of an over and back kind of sheet thing they do on the telly.
You should have seen it, lads. 3 minutes ago, she sat women back like at least 10 years.
Yeah,
I think she brought us forward.
It was great. You can catch up on the
Full
podcast
forward.
Later if you missed it. Fully charged, recharged. Message in here from Orla. As a woman who was drowning in a football house on the daily, I would like to say that that was absolutely epic. But my favourite part of the message, because I know that sounds like self-praise, is she added a lipstick emoji and a football emoji.
Yes!
Yes, so we're laughing. It's Tuesday. It's time for Top 10 Tuesday.
Woo!
This is where I'm going to give you, Dave, Fiona, and you listening a topic, and your job is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the past, we've done the likes of the 10 most followed accounts on Instagram, the last 10 performers of the Super Bowl halftime show, and loads more as well. So how this works is Dave and Fiona have three lives each, and they will take it in turns to try and complete the top 10 list. They will get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10 list. If Dave and Fiona can't fill out the top 10, that's where you come into this. We'll throw out a cinema pass for each one you fill in. So if you think you know and can help us out this morning, well, listen closely. 087 711 1038. As we say, there's potentially up to 10 IMC Cinema passes to go on this, and if Dave and Fiona aren't up to it this morning.
Mm. I think you should get 10 points straight off the bat if we can guess what the top 10 Tuesday thing is.
Okay, that's good.
Right? I have a theory.
Okay.
Basically, I don't know why. I know why I think this. It's kind of like company, you know, insular, why I think this. We have a party on Friday and they were like, think Eurovision. So I'm thinking Irish Eurovision acts, the last 10 Eurovision acts from Ireland.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, that's good.
If you guess it wrong, do you get minus 10 points?
Yeah, nope. Damn it, okay.
Right. Shall we kick this off?
Yes.
Go on.
This week for Top 10 Tuesday, I'm looking for the last 10 headliners of gigs at...
Three Arena.
Crow Park.
What?
Now, in the past, you might be confused. We have covered in the past on Top 10 Tuesday the last 10 headliners of gigs at the Aviva and Slane. We have never done Crow Park on the
show. Have we not?
I think we did because we had the one that we were forgetting that I will say for my first one.
Go on.
Coldplay. We defo.
Yeah, we did. We did Crow Park. Come Let's on. See if we can remember it anyway.
I don't think
we did because I remember we were all forgetting, and it was
Coldplay.
Like, oh, right. you're forgetting the biggest one, and it was Coldplay, and we were second. But anyway, I'll have a fly through.
Yeah,
this.
Happily, wow. Happy days.
Okay, I think we may have covered this before.
So go on, you kick it off there, Fiona.
Imagine I forgot them again. Coldplay.
Coldplay in there at number 3.
Let's go with Oasis number 1, please.
Oasis is there at number 2.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was... Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry, of course, of course, of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
That's Fiona.
Oasis. Where was Coldplay, by the way?
Coldplay was at number 3.
Number 3. Okay.
So you have the top 3.
Yeah, yeah. I would like to go with... See, already I'm stuck.
No, I forget them as well, but I just know we did it.
Can I say Take That?
I'd say they'd be in there somewhere, wouldn't they?
Oh, I've already lost a life. This is already bad.
Nothing there. And you've done this one before, apparently.
I don't believe.
We
did 100%. I'll give you a tenner if we didn't. AC/DC.
Number 4, Fiona. Ooh. Well done. They played in August 2024, just last year.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. No, hon. That was the Aviva.
No, but
no, she played Crow Park in 2018.
Ago.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was in 2018. So that number 11. My bad.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, 11.
Not in there.
Okay, right. Who else had been there? U2 at some stage in life?
U2 was back in 2017 and also like 2009, 2005, 1987, etc.
Right.
Oh, my God. This is so bad.
It is. It's embarrassing.
We
for us.
Did.
You know
this,
what's really embarrassing? Is Callum organised this Top 10 Tuesday? I looked at it and went, have we not done this now? Okay, cool. I never even questioned it.
But what's worse, the fact that we've done it already and we cannot still can't name it.
You have the top 4, Robbie, Oasis, Coldplay, and AC/DC. So we've 6 to fill. Well, I'll give you a little clue. We go back as far as 2019 in the top 10.
Okay. Croke Park.
Croke Park.
Who is Croker. Playing Croker?
Again, I think now it's getting more familiar. We talked about this last time, Dave. I was at one of these kind of, not with you, but like we were both there.
Ed Sheeran
was there in 2022. Number seven.
Ed Sheeran.
Will that help you remember?
Like
we're stalling. That's what we're doing.
Who's big right now?
That's what I've been trying to think. Who's like the biggest artist in the
Who
world?
Who was it like? Oh, it's blah, blah, blah weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to put you under a little bit of pressure.
I know,
here, guys.
Sorry. I actually don't know. Like,
let's go.
Share.
Metallica.
Metallica, Dave, not there. That's Dave out. Fiona, you still have 2 lives. Gonna have to push you for
an answer. I know, sorry. No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is that you,
Bowing out?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
She's bowing out as well.
I wouldn't mind, but we did this.
I know, it's so bad.
Do you know what? I don't believe you in the studio, but Sarah's message, and I believe.
Oh, Grant, you're like my dad when someone says something to him in the back of his taxi. Never believes me when I say it, but then he's like, a customer said to me that rain comes from the sky. All right, Callum. Yeah. I've even told you.
Fiona is right, says somebody here.
I'm wrong about this list because I can't remember anyone.
There are many IMC Cinema passes for the taking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up for grabs if you can complete this top 10 list. Even though they've done it before, they don't remember. Number 1, Robbie Williams. Number 2, Oasis. Number 3, Coldplay. Number Number four, AC/DC. Number five is blank. Number six is blank. Number seven is Ed Sheeran. Number eight is blank. Nine is blank. And 10 is blank. We are looking for the last 10 headliners of gigs at Crow Park. Get in touch with your guesses. Win some tickets to the cinema. 087-711-1038.
It's a bad day.
We're going to be sickened.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday.
Woo. I say woo, but I'm actually like,
you're not happy.
This is not shocking. Good today.
The problem is, right?
The brain is not braining. The problem is we've done this before.
Yeah. This is where I'm giving Dave and Fiona and you listening a topic, and your job is to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Now, this morning we were looking for the last 10 headliners of gigs at Crow Park. Error alert. Dave and Fiona were like, we've definitely done this before. We have. Despite that, Dave and Fiona between them have only managed to complete 50% of the list.
Yeah, we've done this before, stop. And I think we've done worse.
I think, yeah.
Than the first time we did this.
Okay, we won't make that mistake again with the L repeats, but here we go. Completed this morning have been Robbie Williams at number one, only played, was it last week? Oasis at number two, of course. Coldplay at number three, that was September of last year. AC/DC last year as well, that's at number four. And number seven was Ed Sheeran way back in 2022.
So keep in mind, I put forward Taylor Swift and she was number 11.
Sickening. Like, and that's obviously only just updated since we last did this list, because Robbie just played.
Remember, the entire country got free tickets to her concert.
Yes.
So we are missing number five, number six, number eight, number nine, number 10. And Soraya thinks she can help us out. What's going on? How are you?
Guys, how are you? How's things?
Good. What a palaver on Top 10 Tuesday this morning.
Okay, we get up early, we work hard, you know, I mean, sometimes we just forget, okay?
So much stuff happens on
exactly.
Here.
Soraya, can you help us out and help us complete
this? I can remember yesterday, so you know, you're doing well.
Fair.
Thank you. Thanks,
okay, go on, give us something that's on the list there, Soraya.
I thought Garth Brooks.
Oh, damn it!
Of course, we're so stupid!
I think we've got him last time as well.
Garth Brooks is at number six!
Oh,
he played, obviously, those epic five nights in September of 2022. Do you want to keep it going, Soraya, for another cinema pass?
Oh, now I have one.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I could possibly, Bruce Springsteen.
Yep.
Yeah.
In Bruce. There at number five. Well done. Do you want to keep going? There's three more spots to fill.
Three more.
No harm in bowing out.
God. I think I'm going to have to bow out. Yeah. I think that's as much as brain will allow for Tuesday morning.
On, complete this list for us there, because I'm going mad here.
Okay, Westlife 2019. Number nine was Spice Girls in 2019.
Oh my God, of course, we forgot that last time.
And I was there.
10 was Michael Bublé, also in 2019.
Oh, and I was there as well.
Oh my God.
Soraya, a lot of stuff has happened in the last
few
years.
We basically just did a top 10 on Soraya's last concert.
You're off the cinema by two, Soraya.
And I don't remember.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks very much.
Have a great day, Soraya.
Bye, girl.
Thanks, bye.
Talk to you later.
Why do I love this game so much? Because it just makes me sad.
I know.
It's
Let's play next Tuesday.
I look forward to it all the time.
Same.
Next week we'll do Top 10 Gigs at Crow Park.
Oh yeah, good joke.
Here's Lewis Capaldi at Spin. 1038 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hi there.
Oh, hey, how are you getting on? I came home from Electric Picnic on Sunday and was so depressed I started panic ordering a load of skincare, and now I'm getting notifications that it's slowly arriving. So wait till you see
already.
Me. Wait till you see it. Some of it's from Amazon.
Now, can I just say, I saw your Instagram yesterday. You posted a little dump from EP.
I did.
On stage at the Comedy Stage. I zoomed in and I thought, doesn't Fiona's skin look lovely?
Guys, it is very nice, yeah.
Thank you so much.
She's shining in a good way.
Buying all the skincare.
Pre-buying it all, but I always need more. I always need to be taping my face. I always need to be salmon sperming my
face. Why don't you just get yourself a bit of Botox?
I know. And of course, that is the ultimate
solution. I got mine a week ago. How are we doing in terms of starting to freeze up?
Can I still lift
my eyebrows?
Slightly, but not really. Give us the frown. No, the frown is completely gone, which is what
we
love.
Like, when you put the Botox in, right?
Yeah.
And you say after a month you have to top it up.
No.
Why? Where is it gone?
It just fades. It's just like liquid in your...
Liquid falls back down.
It freezes your muscles.
Yeah.
And then, they can only stay frozen for so long because they're very active muscles. So, it will start to wear off. But I would say I get, 6 months out
Same.
Of it.
Six months.
They say you're meant to do it every 3 months.
Just a con.
Exactly. They're just having you on. And when they say you have to get to three areas,
is it expensive? Does it feel cold?
No.
Oh, because freezing?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't feel cold. It just feels
smooth. If you put it in your forehead, which is what you both do,
yeah.
If you poke your forehead, does it move over? Does the fluid move over to the right?
Things that you can't do. So on the day that you get your Botox done, you're not encouraged.
It's like a cool pack in the freezer.
You're not encouraged to go to the gym because if you sweat, it could move all the liquid around your face.
Oh my God.
You're not encouraged to go for a nap for a long time. So that's really sad for
us.
Hard, like in our journey.
For us women.
Hard knock life.
And you can't even have like a hot shower on your face. Like a hot shower.
Yeah, because it'll melt.
So I remember one day when I first realised,
it's like putting a cold pack in the microwave.
I remember talking to my former, my pal Emer, when I started getting Botox a few years ago, and I realised the rules that you can't go to bed. And I was doing the show, and I was like, so what am I meant to do? Just sit around with my Botox all day?
Just sit around, stare, like not moving. I think if you lie flat down, that's probably fine, isn't it? Because don't they say you have to do that as well for skincare, like not sleep on your side?
Mm.
The things we go through as women. It's really high.
And I was just going to say, what last question. Why do you guys do it? You guys are perfect just the way you
That's
are.
That's because you see us after
Callum,
it's
you should
all
get
done.
Some Botox.
Spin is your... Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Lady Gaga's Abracadabra here on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
And now let me abracadabra you back to yesterday's show, which is where I feel like we need to return for a brief moment in time. We were discussing something yesterday on the show, Spin 1038, fully charged, as you're listening to right now. And
I just need to write that down.
Yeah, please make a note of that.
Spin. Fully charged.
Yeah, 1038.
Thank you.
Spin 103. Emma, Dave, Fiona.
Yeah. And this happened.
Welcome to autumn, guys.
Ooh.
Back in tights and boots. Can't wait. Bring
back
it on,
to the
baby.
Gilmore Girls rewatches.
Oh yeah? Why?
Autumn vibes.
Oh,
you rewatch Gilmore Girls.
Oh.
To be fair, I have heard that my mom and my sister did the exact same thing.
What?
But now, it did genuinely die on its arse, didn't it?
I don't think, and I've had some real clangers on this show. Some not great moments.
But like,
that was honestly one of the worst.
That was the loudest silence I've ever heard.
It really was, and it felt like it went on for about 15 minutes.
For you listening, when you're on the radio and there's a silence that's 1 second, it feels like 10 minutes.
Mm. And I just saw like the dead confusion behind Emma's eyes, and I was like, what have
I'm lost.
Said?
I don't know.
I haven't done it myself.
Explain,
obviously.
Though,
so
in more
detail. So it's kind of like once it's coming into autumn and you're making that transfer from, and it's kind of like the thing that if you're an autumn person, you look forward to these things, like wearing cozier clothes.
Some people
pumpkin
are obsessed
spice latte,
pumpkin spice latte,
yeah.
Halloween,
yeah.
Christian girl fall, which we did discuss recently on the show.
I don't
as well.
Trust people who are mad into Halloween.
Oh my
don't
god,
trust
I absolutely adore Halloween.
I don't
but my
trust
birthday's
you.
Around there. No, that's fine. I am a witch. but Gilmore Girls. Do you know what? Full disclosure, I've actually never watched the Gilmore Girls, but everyone talks about rewatching the Gilmore Girls in autumn. I think because they wear jumpers and like there might be some leaves in the set. Do you know what I mean? It's just kind of like you go to a wholesome American town like Providence or like Vermont. You know what I mean? And I think that's Gilmore Girls.
That's something I'd like to watch in general life, but I didn't realise it was specific to this time of year, so that works.
You can watch it when feels good, but it's like you watch When Harry Met Sally at this time. You know, you watch stuff that's got crunchy leaves in it and where people wear big jumpers and scarves.
Yeah, it's very like hocus pocusy or something like that kind of vibe of, you know, leaves on the ground.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that's straight up Halloween, but we've got a time for that as well. So I was kind of thinking, how would I break down each month of the year according to me? Maybe this isn't like the way that other people would view the seasons, but it's how I would. Now, some of these are going to be a little bit basic and some of them are going to need a bit
There's nothing wrong with basic sometimes.
No, of course, because it's how we all connect to each other and that is why we all love Taylor Swift music. But we're going to start off with January. I feel like January is an obvious one. January is meal prep and depression month.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I thought these were going to be TV shows. They're just anything, are
they?
They're
just anything, I feel. February is petrol station flowers month, where everyone forgets about Valentine's Day until 6 p.m. mm-hmm. on the 14th, and then they get you the worst flowers ever.
February to me is like boom is back.
February to me is lambs.
Yeah, you've just paid.
Lambing, yeah.
You've just paid, like, you've just been paid for the first time since Christmas.
So true, actually.
So February to me is like boom is back.
Blue Monday is over. Okay, gorgeous. Okay, so March, I feel like, is kind of nondescript. I've called it Organised People Book Holidays Month. Mm. I feel like organised people start booking their holidays in March.
You're
and
right.
And then
that
they
correct.
Have it all worked out by the time the summer comes.
It's the optimism of that little bit of brightness coming back, not being as cold. It's like, right, get me out of
They're
here
like,
now.
Let's
I'm cold.
Get this
I'm
sorted. Yeah. Whereas April is, it's still raining month. Mm. You kind of get into your holiday mode and then you're like, but the weather's still crap.
Yeah. Mm.
So it's tough. May, of course, we all know is Grand Stretch Month. Where we get
is
the
that
grand
the month?
Stretch.
Okay, right, Grant. And it's also Eurovision month for me.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so
my birthday.
That's huge. Okay, so huge on all the accounts.
Is that your birthday? Thank God. I thought it was coming up soon.
No, you've got
no,
time.
I'm done.
June is Topless Man Jumping Into the Canal Month.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a big one for everyone. July is kind of when you're watching everyone on Instagram and you're like, how does everyone afford these holidays month? You're like, how is their annual leave not gone already?
Go back to June for a second because it's so interesting you say that Topless Man Jumping Into the Canal because yeah. I feel like we, as summer comes in town, everyone goes to the canal at the start of summer. But August, it's still lovely. No one's at the canal.
No, exactly. Because
cobwebs on the barge.
Exactly. Which brings me on to what August is. Brian Thomas Christmas Shop Month.
Yeah.
You know,
I would think the
we're,
same.
We're on the wind down. We're ready. September, great month for me. Fireworks start in Crumlin Month. Yeah. They kind of start towards the end of August, to be honest. But
Black
it's always
cats.
A good one. Yeah, watch out. October, there's a lot of gunk in this pumpkin month. It's the month where you want to get a pumpkin to be wholesome and you want to carve it out and then immediate regret.
Yeah,
why did I do this?
Wholesome girl loves to get a pumpkin at Halloween.
Not my thing.
What are you doing?
And then you're like, what do I do with all these seeds?
You're not going to make pumpkin pie.
They go for the drive up the mountain to go to the pumpkin patch.
No, and they're all booked out since last February. November, sad lamp month. It's kind of, you know, people who have those sad lamps to wake them up in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
They just turn
them
on.
It's actually a Lumi or something. I was looking at them online the other day.
Okay, so
like,
September.
How can I be more positive in the morning, ChatGPT? And they're like, get a Lumi lamp.
Pay money to Amazon. December, finally. And how's the job going month? That's when you go to the pub at Christmas and you see someone you haven't seen since you were 14. And they're like, and how's the job going? And that's all you
also
have to
known
talk
as
about with them.
I shifted them in sixth class month.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. That's a big
it
one.
It also, yeah, the anxiety of going home
when
and
we
seeing
were both
the locals.
In sixth class.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah. Oh, it was all above board.
Now, serendipity. It's a word I enjoy saying because it's fun to say.
Great word.
And a couple of, even better, serendipitous things have happened to me over the last couple of days.
Better word.
So, my boyfriend Jack's parents were over last week and they are from England. Well, his mom's from Cork, we'll give him that.
It's not serendipitous.
But they were staying for a couple of days and anyway, there was just obviously, you know, when people are visiting, the kettle's always on, tea, coffee. And I just kind of noticed, I was like, not that I'd be that pretentious, but I was just like, we really don't have a milk jug, you know.
It's
just a big two-litre things
you think of in your 30s.
And I don't think I'd use it, but I just observed that we didn't have one, if you get me, in a big
it's
way.
Nice, yeah, if someone's over, it's nice to be like, and here's your bits.
Anyway, so roll on. I was off for a few days last week. I went down to stay with my granny for a night and my auntie called in and she runs a shop and she just literally, I swear on my life, handed me a milk jug.
No way.
And I was like, what's that?
What?
Really weird. She was like, oh, we got some stock in and there was a damaged thing, so like you can just have this if you want. It wasn't damaged, but the set it was in was damaged. Okay. If you get me,
she's like, your milk won't stay.
You
in
have
it.
To
handed me a milk jug. I was like, that is so weird. I was literally just thinking about that weird.
Are you sure she didn't offer you with milk in it, like so you could put it in your tea?
She handed my granny an empty one as well, saying that one was damaged too. Right, then I get home to my mum and dad's house, and I'm staying overnight. My mum walks up to the room with this big box of Delf, and she's like, my friend's daughter got married there a couple of weeks ago, and they're out the door with Delf.
What's Delf?
Delf's like cups, saucers, plates.
Oh, right, cutlery, like.
Have you never...
Crockery.
Crockery is plates and stuff, isn't it? And Delf definitely is. Yeah.
But she walked in with this big box saying, is it any good to you? And I was like, I'll have a look. Or like, we've plenty. Looked in, two milk jugs.
What?
I came back to Dublin last week with three milk jugs.
It was the weirdest thing. Pouring them into your eyes.
Do you know what I don't have? £1 million.
So then on Friday, I was off last week, but I said to myself, I had an order that had come into the office in work. I accidentally got it delivered to the work address and it was stuff for Electric Picnic. So I was saying to myself, right, okay, I was
your
back
dresses,
in Dublin.
Your hats, your milk jugs.
I was like, I need to go into the office, say Friday when I'm back in Dublin and pick up the parcel. And then while I was at it, my boyfriend Jack works in town and I was like, sure, I'll drop you to work. I was up and about anyway, so that was grand. And as soon as I woke up on Friday morning, I was like, oh, do you know what I'm going to do? Because I have to go into work. I'm going to leg it over to Lidl and I'm going to get Dave and Fiona some lovely pastries because I know what it's like on the show. And if on a Friday morning at 8:30, 9:15, someone dropped me in a pastry, it would bloody really give me a good lift, right? And I was kind of excited about this because I hadn't told the lads I was around. I was like, I don't know, it just made me feel giddy, you know, to be nice and unsuspecting. Mm. So I arrive into work and I grab the parcel and I've been to Lidl and I've got the bit and I'm standing at my desk and here in the office, there's plenty of studios around a big open plan. And when Dave and Fiona, in that case, were chatting on air, there was a big red light on at the front door. So I said, right, obviously won't interrupt them when they're chatting like we are now. I'll wait until they're playing a song and I'll burst in and be like, hey guys, do you want some pastries? I know
the
you
pastry
love a
queen.
I know she's a big fan of a toffee yum yum. Mm-hmm. I know Dave would like a slice of pizza at 9:15 in the morning. I was all over it, you know.
Honestly, she has us to a tea.
I even went and got the orange juice to compliment the whole situation. And give them a really good time on a Friday. So I was waiting and waiting and waiting and standing at my desk and they were chatting and chatting and chatting. I was like, would they ever shut up so I can go and have my moment? And as I was standing at my desk, producer Callum walked into the office. Now, this was significant because producer Callum had had his night from hell on Thursday night where he lost his house key, had to stay with his girlfriend, and basically had said he wasn't coming into work the next day because he was out looking, trying to get into his house until midnight.
So me and Fiona were left to our own devices in hell.
So this was confusing to me because producer Callum walked in and I was aware because of the group chat that he'd had a night from hell, and I said, well, how are you getting on? Are you all right? Oh, I'm miserable. I'm in last night, yesterday's clothes. I can't get into my apartment. And I didn't hear a word he was saying, because all I could see was a bag of pastries in his hand. So everything he said was just going completely over my head about his night from hell. And I said, what's your plan with that? I was still looking at the light, you know, your light was still on. What's your plan with those pastries? Oh, I wanted to drop it into Dave and Fiona, you know, to give them a lift because I left them hanging this morning. And I was like, no, I'm going first.
I'm giving them a lift.
I swear to God, we were like children. Callum got into like this power walk down through the office, up ahead of me, you know, with his big bag thing, burst into the studio before me. Anyway, just a bit of serendipity. It was a bit weird.
I know,
the odd time we love a pastry, but it was a bit too weird for my liking in terms of the timing and everything.
I brought them jambons and you didn't, so I...
Well, from where we were standing, with two people who we were not expecting to see...
It was terrifying.
...all barge in so intensely with the most pastries I've ever seen in my life.
Clearly able to do a bit of work, by the way.
Yeah.
Could have been on the show, no bother.
Oh, you got locked out, did you? All right, so you're here now.
Oh, you're on holidays, are you? Sit down.
Put those headphones on for yourself.
Now, all I want to know before we go any further is who brought the better pastry?
Who brought the pizza?
Me.
Yeah, I ate that.
And I had a jambon.
50-50.
But I drank the orange juice.
So did I.
I drank the orange juice. So that's we'll down see. The middle. Mm-hmm.
Hey. I just love you, Emma.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. We want to get Laura here, out of here on our holidays. All but thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Laura's working in a creche. Have you been away at all this summer or have you been busy working?
Yeah, no, I got a break in May.
I'm not really in the creche scene because I don't have kids, but I did pick up my nephew from creche the other day. It was my first time next nor near a creche. I was off.
No, I don't really. But I don't really like. I wouldn't work with the kids now. I work in the office.
Good for you. But what I noticed was creches have come up in the world. When I went to pick up my nephew, there was a sign of today's specials.
What?
A creche. So you find out the morning what they're going to have for their dinner.
What?
So I knew that he was having quiche on Tuesday.
Quiche in a creche.
Shepherd's pie on Wednesday.
I told you.
Celtic Tigers,
and this isn't a fancy creche. Like, they're fairly basic. It's not like a posh creche. It's just a creche.
So is Laura? Yeah, is that what you're doing? Up in the office planning the menus?
Full-time
job.
No, I just work in the office.
Okay. Well,
fair
enough. That's how the food gets made.
Laura, when's the last time you were on holidays?
May.
Where were you?
In Sillow.
Very nice.
Lovely.
A lovely spot, but it was ages away, May. So let's see if we can get you away. Now, this is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Laura?
No.
You haven't. Okay, basically, in essence, some songs are going to play and you need to guess them. All right, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock. 5 songs and artists are going to play. You guess them all, you win a golden ticket to Fart of Insurance. Does that sound like something you could do?
Not really, no.
Great. Fantastic bit of confidence there, Laura. Fantastic.
When you're up in the office all day, do you listen to the radio or listen to music?
No, just in the car.
Right, you need to sort that
I'm
out.
I'm not great with the name. That's the problem.
Don't worry, that's only 50% of it. So listen, I'll give you some rules that will favour you, okay? If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song, right? There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, Laura, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song at any point, you just shout the word swap. We'll get it out of there, all right? These are only songs that are ever played on spin, so you should know them, all right? And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All make sense, Laura?
Yeah, yeah,
sounds. Here we go. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Who's that, Laura?
Yeah, I got a pass, I guess.
Right, swap it, all right, swap it out. Pass, I forget, go.
Thinking about me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes,
I'm thinking
things to say or something.
Yeah.
That's Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso, but it's gone now. We're going to give you a brand new song one.
Yeah, it's a brand new song one. Right. It's like a brand new game, Laura. It's like it never happened, right? We're on to 25 right. seconds. That was your swap used up, though, so hopefully you know these next five songs. Song one, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Golden.
Yes.
I don't know who sings, but Coldplay.
No.
I get you. I get where you're going with that.
No,
He's from One Direction.
One Direction. Niall Horan.
No. Keep going.
Harry.
Yes.
Harry.
Harry. Harry. Harry.
Harry. Harry. Harry.
Harry. Harry. Harry. Harry. Harry. Harry.
On the buzzer.
On the buzzer.
On the buzzer, Laura.
I have to be honest. I think, considering your lack of knowledge of songs, the fact that you went out and had the one, I think well done.
Yeah, well done.
High praise.
It was very, very good. Well played.
Laura, did you have fun?
Oh, I did.
That's all that matters. Laura, thank you so much for listening.
Thank
you for playing. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Okay. Look, we can, no offense, we love Laura, but you can do better than that, can't you? So if you want to win a holiday, message us the word golden now. If you think you would have got Espresso easy, if you think Harry Styles golden would have come to you, just drop over the word golden in a WhatsApp. 087-711-103 is our number. And we're going to play the exact same time tomorrow. So you can practice all across the day.
Actually, see, Laura's a busy woman, you know.
She is.
She's up in the office.
Making quiches.
Yeah.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Some real truths get dropped in here in Fiona's Final Thoughts. It's where I get to talk about whatever I want. And I would just like to say, times are hard out there at the moment for community. Not a lot of us support each other. We're all out for ourselves and protecting our inner peace.
Wow, okay.
And you don't have the time to like stop and, let's say, help your neighbour. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to say, the way we can really come together and help each other at the moment is, say if someone has to upload an Instagram carousel, but then there's something wrong with it, so you have to delete it and re-upload it. If you like that twice, you are an upstanding member of community and you care about your fellow
man. I would hugely agree.
Yeah, it's just...
I had a picture at my granny last week and it was doing really... It was flying it. Everyone thought, I don't know, it was lovely anyway. She got the piano and all.
Yes.
And I did something really stupid, right? Mm. It was a little carousel. I went back because she was doing her Christmas shopping. That was kind of the point. I went back and added a song to the thing.
Oh, yeah.
To the, by the way, I shouldn't have done because I hate when other people do it.
I died to death.
And then when I flick over to get the video element of the carousel, you can't hear anything because it's drowned out by the music. So I went back trying to undo what I'd done and you can't. And I was like, will I delete it? Because no one's going to like this again.
No, but they will. They will. You left it.
I did.
If you double posted, I would do it. Over Electric Picnic Weekend, a lovely girl called Lisa Hamilton took some like professional pictures of me on stage. And then I had to delete it because they were blurry and post again. And loads of people liked it twice.
Well done.
And thanks to everyone. I don't know if it was any of you guys, but thank you.
I didn't know you posted twice. So.
Well, that's just how quick I am with it. See, I do these things quickly. I'm very good with tech.
Listen, if you're out for a walk later, whatever the case may be, if you're tied in your room or doing the washing, you can throw a podcast into your ears. It's called Fully Charged Recharged, available wherever you get your podcasts. In about an hour's time, we're very efficient with that.
Very efficient.
We'll be up like 11 o'clock.
If you want to take professional photos of us,
that'd be fine too.
That'd be great.
Michaela's on the way. The Naughty Threesome is back. This track is playing on spin in a matter of moments. Wake me up inside. The Naughty Threesome is back on spin each day at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. So enjoy that. It's on the way and we'll catch you back here when you wake up tomorrow morning. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.